Morning.
Blog
Good afternoon.
Radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, you guys. How you be? Did you have a great week or what? This is Ximena and...
This is Marlena.
Woohoo! We're here to talk about creation. What are you creating? So if you guys want to talk to us, go ahead and give us a call. The number is 323-375-0849. So give us a call. We're waiting for you. In the meantime, we're going to be discussing what has transpired this past week. Boy, were the energies strong or what? Did you enjoy that eclipse, that lunar eclipse on, when was it, Saturday?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
It was amazingly strong, and some even animals. If you guys' pets are being a little bit lethargic, be patient with them because the energies are so strong. My dog today, all she did was sleep and sleep and sleep. She didn't even want to go for a walk in the afternoon. So just be aware of what's going on with your dogs and ask them, "Are you okay?" You know, ask them, "Are you okay?" And if they're okay, they're going to let you know. They might need some additional water. They might need some additional maybe sugar or salt, because that's what the body requires when there's a lot of energy changes sometimes. Even your body. So be aware of what's going on in your body. If you're lethargic, if you're sleepy, be aware of what's going on there. And sometimes it might not even be yours, but you're taking Advil or you're taking something to accept the intensities that are going on in your body. So the first thing to ask is, who does this belong to? And if it's not yours, it's going to go away. So if you've been having headaches, like my clients have been reporting that they've had headaches, they've been having body aches and all that, and some of them, as soon as they ask, who does this belong to, it goes away. So please be aware of that and be cognizant and just ask that question. And if you don't have to, you don't need to take that pill. So what are we creating? What are we creating in our lives or living our reality, our body? So you want to go on, Marlena?
Oh, I've been, I don't know. I felt like the headaches last week, and then, suddenly I just got like a energized boost, and I'm feeling really well. So the energy lifted up in my area here. So
the energies are coming in waves, right?
Yeah, yep. And I also knew I was going to be in the company of somebody who was, a little low in energy, and I, actually zipped up my energy field, and I raised theirs up. And when we were out, their energy lifted up. They became so friendly to everybody around them. It was like I'm watching the energy shift in them, literally. It was incredible today.
Wow.
So that's what I'm
amazing
creating.
Amazing contribution. Amazing contribution you be to that being and to everybody around them.
Yeah.
Wow,
I said you're
great.
Either going to bring me to their level, which is low, or they're coming to mine, and I decided to create that they're coming to my level.
Awesome.
Up and away in my beautiful balloon.
Spring has really come. Oh, yeah. Spring is here. Although I heard that, I saw the news, or I heard something, that Oregon, they got 12 to 14 inches. Is that right?
Ugh.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so glad I'm not them, but it's been brutal around here because the other thing that's happening in my area is the pollen is starting to come out, and people are going to start feeling. Also, that could be something that is also affecting your body, you guys. If you live in a place where pollen affects you, then that's also starting to come out, and just be aware of that, too. Pollen usually makes me lethargic. It used to make me lethargic. But I'm no longer affected by it, so I'm glad. And knock on wood, because as I go golfing and that's all outdoors, you know, you can't afford to be sick and have allergies and so forth. That's just not fun in gaming. I used to be allergic, and I will go golfing, come back in the evening, I will have to pace my bedroom because I cannot breathe. And the only way I could breathe is if I was walking. And I was like, that's weird. But you know what pollen and allergies to different things in that environment is all about? It's really about fear, because you're afraid. You have separated yourself from whatever it is that you're allergic to. So everywhere that you have this, you're afraid of, you've separated from nature. Are you willing to let that go now? Yes?
Yeah.
You strain and pray, right? We're going to put a fuck on my shirt with me on. And what are you creating with the allergies you are choosing? And everything there is, will you destroy and create your own feeling?
Yeah.
Running around, getting back, and back online, church, with, and beyond. Woohoo! Okay. So, what patterns of disharmony are you creating with the allergy to the environment you are choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy and create your own feeling? Running around, getting back, and back online, church, with, and beyond. Oh my gosh, you guys, that was heavy. So everybody who's listening, I'm glad that worked for you, because I just got this wave of heaviness coming through me. And that's when I get that when the listeners release a whole lot of energy. So that was a good process for you. You might want to listen to that again, and especially if you have allergies. You want to listen to what patterns of disharmony are you inventing to create the allergies you are choosing. And everything that is, will be destroyed and created open to the feeling. Ryan Rohn, going about bottom platform, and shorts, with, and beyond. Awesome. So, what else is possible? What else is going on in our lives? This past weekend, I saw a person, you know, tax season is going on, right? So, everybody's a little bit under the collar for doing their taxes and getting it done by the 15th, or else getting an extension. And also, if you're getting money back, it's great. But at the same time, it's like, what are you doing with that money? Or what are you doing? What will you do with the money that you're getting back? And those who are paying, is like they're, you know, they might not have expected pay. Therefore, they're a little bit also affected emotionally because of doing that. So what are you inventing to create the scarcity you are choosing? Because many times what we have done is we have not wanted to create or generate money. And you know, money is only an energy, right? But we still don't want to create it because we don't want to pay the tax man their due. And this is not from this lifetime, this is from other lifetimes as well. So we would rather stay small, stay, you know, with less money, because we don't want whatever money we make to be pretty much, I would say, freely given to a third person, the government. So everywhere that you have that point of view, are you willing to let go and create as much money as possible and be joyful that you have to pay the government money in taxes, because that means that you're making a ton of money, and a ton of money is coming to you for you to enjoy life and enjoy the niceties of it and have a phenomenal astronomical life. Are you willing to do that? And everything that is, will you be trying to create your own field of learning? Right, wrong, good, and bad, part and park, online, church, place, and beyond. Woohoo! Wow, that was like, I'm feeling that in my throat, guys. Wow. Okay. So everywhere that you have decided that you're not going to create, because we create the money. I know we have the point of view in this reality that we have to work hard for our money. The reality is we create it. We generate it in what we do. So about how open you are to receiving money for you to be able to get for people to pay you money, for money to come into your life. Sometimes it's easier than others. But if you have the point of view that you have to work hard for your money, then of course you're going to have to work hard for your money. If you have the point of view that money is easy to come by, then everywhere you go, you know, you're going to be getting money. And it's just going to be more ease with generating and creating the money. But our limiting beliefs that, hey, if I make X money, then I have to pay X percent to the government. And those, you know, those silly newies out there, they don't know how to spend my money. I know how to spend my money better than they do. Therefore, I'm not going to make that much money. So there, you know, that's the attitude, really. So everywhere you have that point of view, and you are limiting your receiving of money so that you don't have to share with anybody else who has not, quote and unquote, worked hard for the money, will you just train and create that mindset of billions?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, and bad, part and back, online, church, with, and beyond. So, wow. Wow. Okay. So what needs are you using to create the quitting you are choosing? Everything that is will you destroy and create your ultimate physical building. Right, wrong, good, and bad, part and back, online, church, with, and beyond. So we quit before we even get to that because we just don't want to pay money to anybody who we believe don't deserve it. My point of view is, hey, I want to be paying the government $1 million a year. So if I was to pay the government $1 million a year in taxes, how much would I be making going into my pocket? Of course, I will hire a good accountant. Hello. So if you were to pay $1 million in taxes a year, how much would you be banking for yourself to keep? And everything that's coming up, will you destroy and create your authentic building? Right, wrong, good, and bad, part and back, online, shares, voice, and beyond. Wow, you guys. Woo-hoo! We are shifting some energies here. If you do have that point of view, or if you felt something lifting from you right now, listen to this again, because the more you listen, it's kind of like layers. The more you listen right now, you were willing to let some of it go. The more you listen, another layer is going to come out, another layer is going to come out, and so forth, okay? So, yeah. So when you avoid anything, you are quitting. So if you avoid having to pay taxes, you are quitting from receiving. So everything that is, every word that you have quit in your life, will you just train and create that and figure out? Brian Rondon,
oh,
Bapar
yeah.
And Paco, and Shores, Freaks, and Beyond. Woo, woo, woo. Wow, my throat is really aching with that one. Actually, this whole topic is of paying money to the government, paying taxes. Wow. Okay, so what are you creating in your life, in living your reality, that you are limiting how much money goes in taxes? And how much can you create? And how much can you expand your financial system? Because, you know, the financial system that you be is not just you. It's you, the loan company that comes and takes care of your loan, the laundry company, the dry cleaners, the grocery store, all the people that provide the services, the grocery store clerk, the loan guy who comes and cuts your grass, they get paid from the money you pay those companies. So if you were to really look at how your influence of what you are creating, it's because of you requesting those services and buying those services that these other people have money. And a portion of what you pay that company goes to them. So look at the financial influence you really have. It's big. Don't think that you're small, you only make so much money and you know, you don't make a difference. No, that's not how you think. It's more about, hey, you have a landlord or a mortgage company, you buy groceries, you buy clothing, you buy shoes, you buy cars, you buy tires, all of that is your financial system. And you make a huge difference. So how much more of a difference could you make if you were to make 10 times what you're making now? And yeah, that means 10 times more of, perhaps 10 times more of what you're paying in taxes, but that's okay. As long as you're making money, I love to pay taxes. what would it take for you to love to pay taxes and not that way not shrink yourself so that you don't create that much money in everything that is for you to shrink and create your own bigger feelings. Right,
oh, yeah.
Back for impactful on church breaks and beyond. Woo-hoo. Wow. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm making sense anymore because you, when I do the clearings, my head is right now is spinning. And I'm like, well, I'm like, am I making any sense anymore?
Yeah, the energy is moving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So,
wow. Some, I don't know, some people that listen to this are going to be probably needing to lay down.
Yeah, because, you know, everything is happening now. Even if you listen to this tomorrow or next week, you are here with us right now. And that the clearing is happening. We are connected, and it's happening now. So I'm getting all of that, the benefits from all you guys clearing, and my head just goes, woo! So let's see what else. So let me do this one clearing again. What are you quitting creates the lack of money you are choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy it all? Something of building. Right, wrong, good, bad, back on my short voice and beyond. Okay. So you got to get this, that you are always, always, always creating. Okay? Whether conscious or unconscious, you are always creating. Now, the question is, what are you creating? Because you could be creating something that's going to be generative for you now and in the future. Okay? Or you could be creating some other stuff which is probably not to your benefit now or in the future. But either way, you are creating. Just have self-knowledge. What it is, what do you want out of life? How would you like to live? And then determine, where are you now? Okay? You don't worry about the how you're going to make it, but worry about where you are right now and how you would like to live. And for that, what I like to do is I like to go to open houses, and I like to check out the new homes and the new features that are given in the new home. And perhaps I might even like to go test a new car and say, do I really want this car? Do I really like to live in this neighborhood? Will I really like to do this? See, years ago, when I've had my house since 2003, or 1997 or so, I came around the neighborhood that I live, and I said, I would like to live here one day because it's a nice neighborhood. And then later on, the opportunity, it was funny because my horoscope said, now is a good time to buy real estate. So I said, let me go check it out, the neighborhood that I like. There were three homes for sale. I went, I didn't like the name of the realtor of the house that I'm in. So I was like, nah, I don't want to see that house because he's probably a snob, stuck up snob, you know? And then I went to see the other home, and the second home I really liked, I wanted to put a bid or a proposal or, you know, I wanted to buy it, and they told me that they had just accepted an offer. So it was not for sale anymore. Pretty much they were finalizing the negotiations and stuff. And I said, okay, I might as well go look at that house. And when I don't like it, the guy, the realtor. So I came, I liked the house, but I liked the house, but I was detached from, if I got it, it was fine. If I didn't get it, it was fine also. So I put a bid. I put a bid for it, and they accepted, they came back with a counteroffer. And I met their counteroffer, and I said, okay, that was it. It was as simple as that. Okay? So what are you creating that if you really, truly want it, you would just have so much ease with what you're looking for? But you have to be aware of what it is that you want. Otherwise, you start creating problems. If you honestly and truly do not want something, you will you are such a magnificent creator that you will start putting problems in your path so you can overcome it. Now, how many of you have determined that you are good problem solvers? Okay? Congratulations. You are a good problem solver. But now, do you find that you have to create problems for you to solve as well? And if there are no problems by others, you create them yourself for you so that you can prove what a good problem solver you are. That's also creation. And everything that's coming up will be destroyed and created also like a billion. Right from Grimba, Parampa, Online Shares, Voice, and Beyond. So everywhere that you have determined that you are a problem solver, when there are no problems to be had by others for you to solve, you start creating your problem, your own problems for you to solve, because you find that to be entertaining for you. Are you willing to let go of that now? And everything that is will be destroyed and created all. Ryan, run, good and bad, but I'm back online, shorts, work, and beyond. Wow, see? I told you, we're always creating. It might not always be conscious. It might not be something always to your benefit, but you will create something. And the question is, will you like what you're creating? And will it create an expansive future? Or is it creating something that is going to hinder in the future? So awareness of what you are creating is the key, awareness. And then ask yourself, what would my life be like if I do this? What would my life be like in 5 years if I do this? And what will my life be like in 5 years if I don't do this? And then get out of your own way, because you are your worst enemy. And sometimes our hindering of ourselves. We like to tie our feet together, hands behind our back, put a blindfold and walk through a forest. Why? Because we can, and because we know we can do it, but we want the challenge. So everywhere that you have opted to show what powerful being you are, unbeknownst to you, by creating havoc in your life in uncertainty, because that brings excitement to you. Are you willing to stop that game and create with consciousness attached? Right and wrong, good and bad, far and far, home and church, voice and beyond. Take a deep breath. Wow, that was heavy. Yeah, that was heavy. So once again, what are you quitting to create the life you are choosing? And everything that is will be destroyed all comes to the film. Right and wrong, good and bad, far and far, home and church, voice and beyond. What are you quitting to create the life you are, the lack of life you are choosing, and everything that is will be changed and created awesome to the film. Ryan Rowan, good and bad, quantum power, all my short space and beyond. Yeah.
Feel that.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Wow, we're going to be high this week.
Yeah. So,
beautiful.
So what else are you guys doing out there? Because, you know, creating a lack of, not a lack of, but abundance. Everybody wants abundance, right? Everybody wants abundance. Abundance of what? Sometimes, of course, when we say abundance, everybody assumes that you mean wealth, you mean good things in your life. But you can also create abundance of the scarcity. Like, you can create abundance of bills. You can create abundance of payments you have to pay others, of debt. You can create a huge abundance of debt. That is also abundance. So that's why you got to be aware of what you are creating in your life. And sometimes when you are not aware of what you're creating and you don't have a clue of what type of life you would like to have and so forth, you start creating on the other side of abundance, the type of life that is full of debt, that's abundance of money, in the negative sense, right? Not in the negative sense, but in the minus sense. Instead of having positive numbers, you have negative numbers in your bank account. That is abundance. But make your decision. What are you creating in your life? What would you like your life to look like? What would that feel like? So start putting, and if you put pen to paper and start feeling that, how would you wake up in the morning? Are you waking up in the morning and dragging your feet as soon as you open your eyes? Or are you jumping out of bed? What would life be like if you were to be so excited you jump out of bed because you just cannot wait to start the day? Or are you just dreading and having to go to work, having to see the people that you work with on a daily basis? So what are you creating in your life? Are you ready to start something different? Are you ready to start something new? Are you ready for a change? Will you demand that of you? You have to demand it of you. You have to say, I am done with this. I demand the change. From hell or high water, I demand the change. And that's it. But you have to choose it. You got to choose that. So what else is possible, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun. It's been exciting. This conversation is so much fun. We would love to hear how things are going for you. Write to us. Join us on the air. We would love to have you. And what else is possible? Thank you, my friends. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great week.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Energy moving today. Upgrade, that's what it is.
My throat is a little bit sore from that moving of energy. Okay, guys, have a great one. We will talk again next week, okay? So,
yes.
Let me see.
Go create.
And join us live. Go create and enjoy life. And join us live, for God's sake. We love to hear and talk with you. We see that we have people listening, but we don't be shy. Nobody sees your face. Nobody will know your name. We're not going to tell your phone number on the air. So just join us and, you know, you're going to be incognito.
Yeah, if you want to move some energy that's negative, you know, press 1 and we'll be, you know, able to take the live calls. They call in and then the recording comes on with Blog Talk, and then you wait a second and press 1 and you'll be in the queue to be on live with us. How does it get any better than this?
Exactly. How does it? And enjoy the weather, you guys. Remember, allergies is all about fear. So get back to nature. Have communion with nature. And just go hug a tree and ask it to release all the fears that you have with nature. With the pollen or whatever you might be allergic to. Ask the tree, and the tree will comply, and it will help you. And just walk, do some earthing. The new terminology, right? Earthing. Go walk barefooted on your lawn, and that will also assist you with it. You need some more connection with earth and grounding on the earth. Walking barefooted in the air will help with that. Okay, and it will also assist you with your aches, body aches. So have fun, guys. It's been a pleasure. Bye bye. Yay! The recording is over. Okay, I'll talk to you later, my clients here.